Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And no Cody today because we couldn't get any schedules aligned to do anything, so I just had to rush something quick out. But this might be the first time I've done in the long time I've been doing this, it's probably the first time I've ever recorded a podcast from my bed. So I don't have my microphone. I don't really have shit. I just got my laptop or whatever, and it's laying right here in bed, and nothing's plugged up into it. We're just going to shoot this raw. I went to the iHeart Agave Festival. And I want to say for M77, Eric, Blue Wine and Spirits, Liz, excuse me, that's that tequila coming up. That might have been the greatest event I've ever been to, in all honesty. The venue, which I'll get into, but I'll just say it was very fucking beautiful. I asked Liz how she pulled this off, and she said out of a donkey's ass. I need to find that donkey, and I need to dig up in his ass pretty soon, then, because damn, that was a damn good event. What the fuck is that? See, I've never recorded from the bed before, so I'm just looking at shit now, like all around. I'm like, it's too much of a distractor for my easily distracted brain, if you will, because I start looking around the bedroom like, what the hell? This is why you should just record shit from your actual desk and office. Get a little sip of this right here. I got my detox lavender juice. Shout out to Sea Moss. Shout out to liver and kidney detox pills as well too, because I just popped one of those and Sea Moss pill too. So, and shout out to Press Detox Tonic Lemon Lavender. Because we're going to be drinking a lot of that today. So, let me talk about this venue. This episode is going to be called I Heart Agave Fest. I'm going to talk about the festival. A little bit in details, a little bit, though. So, first of all, the venue, it's far as shit. I've never been to this area. I probably don't plan on driving back to this area because right when I started hitting, probably right when I got off the freeway, made my little twists and turns or whatever, and then I started seeing rocks and shit. I started to notice, because I asked Meta, I asked Siri first to play some music, some hard music, you know. Basically, I just told her to play some Nas. And then Meta was just like, yeah, you ain't got no service right now, dog. And I looked at my phone, that shit said SOS. I was like, oh, we fucked then. Okay, so at least the directions are still working. All right, cool. So I said, oh, it must be my phone just tripping. Then I arrive at the event. I park at the event, which thank God the damn card reader at that point worked, first of all, because I think I had a $100 bill cash on me. So at least that was that. But I was going to use that $100 to buy merch and shit like that. So whatever, I digress. So I park, I walk, still ain't got no service. So I'm in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. Rock slides, people hanging out in the little creek and shit like that. I don't know what thrill they get out of that, but to each his own, I guess, whatever. I mean, if I wanted to pull up a chair and drink, I just do that shit in my backyard, I guess. I'm not driving out no hour and 20 minutes just to go play in some dirty ass water. That's not my thing. I'm sorry. if I wanted to do that, I would just go right here in Long Beach water right now. You know, probably one of the dirtiest fucking waters you could be in. So I'm almost certain my toilet water is cleaner than the Long Beach water over here. So anyway, still no service. So for the whole fucking event, I don't know why I'm choking up right now. I'm probably dying. Had no service, which honestly wasn't that bad of a thing. Now, the only problem I had with not having service is if you knew somebody there and they were looking for you, fucking good luck. Because when I left this place and I got about 22 minutes down the road, but which, by the way, I was guessing where the fuck I was going because GPS ain't working. So it was like, oh, okay. And I have low profile tires, too, by the way. You feel every bump in the damn road. But I digress. So I had a bunch of people that messaged me. Hey, where you at? Where you at? I don't even know if I saw these people. This now, that's probably the only negative I had. But that's not Eric's or Liz's fault or whatever. It's just in the middle of fucking nowhere. You're not going to have any service. Now, I will say this. This event was fucking huge. Like, I don't even think I know I didn't try everything. That's for sure, damn sure. But number two, the way this thing was laid out, right on the lake, or the creek, I should say, there was like this circle of vendors and food, and then you walk down the creek or whatever, and then there's like a circle of like just vendors. My two favorite, obviously, was Yayo and Sima Maroon. But I also found another thing I liked there, too. Oh, Mahinta was there. Got to try Mahinta. Well, I've already had Mahinta. It's not like I'm trying it. Like, oh, I never had this before. Tres Cuatro y Cinco. Come on now. Fuente Seca was there. Fuente Seca, 5-year-old, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, shit, that shit was good. I had the Yayo Rosa. Everybody knows I love that Rosa. That Rosa is phenomenal. And both Morgan and Brittany were there, so that's always a pleasure, too, as well. I think this is the least I've ever seen John, to be honest. I had an event, so he was too busy dancing and taking photos and shit like that, whatever. This is the least I've ever seen him. But there was another brand there. I'm trying not to butcher it. Como Agua. Really different taste than Blanco there. The owner, who I believe told me she was 28. She's young, by the way. 28 years old. Very different taste in Blanco right there. Like, it had me thinking for a little bit. And I like how it coated the palate area, too. I can't give a rating because it's been a little bit since I've had it. And plus, I had, like, fucking 20-something other drinks afterwards or whatever. But I would probably be in the 3 range. About a 3. The way it just coated the palate was so nice, and it had like this buttery feeling onto it as well too. So I was like, oh man, I'm really liking this. Hold on, switching positions in bed now. Switching pillows because I have a memory foam and a feather pillow. So you know, sometimes I feel like a pillow, sometimes, or a feather. Sometimes I feel like a memory foam, you know? So anyway, as long as the bar on my recording here is moving, that's all that matters. Now, audio quality, who gives a fuck, right? We will go more into depth into this, maybe, into Tequila Week. So, but Como Agua, that was the first time I got to try that. Liz has been telling me about that. The young lady, she was awesome as far as explaining what she did and stuff like that for it. She put a lot of work into that, so, and, it's relatively affordable, too, because it's Blanco, obviously, but, those are my three favorites in there. Como Agua, Yayo, obviously, because I'm a Yayo fanboy. I think everything they do is incredible. And then, come on, the Tres Cuatro y Cinco. Oh, damn, I'm dying now. So, anyway, I'm not going to edit that out, by the way. I'm not going backwards. I try to think, was there another extra añejo I had? I did have an extra añejo. So, I had an extra añejo that was aged in cognac barrels and French oak barrels, obviously. I am trying to find it right now. I'm looking through photos. There it is. Brahman. That shit was delicious. Okay, so I had an XO. They had two XAs. There was one in white American oak barrels, if I'm not mistaken. And the other one was the French oak barrels, obviously. It's like night and day. Both were fantastic. But the French oak barrel, which was the one I was waiting on with her, because I love me a good French oak barrel, especially over white oak. that shit was phenomenal. It was crazy good. I give that a last drop. That was, I remember that specifically. The way that, like, the barrel influence on there, you got those tropical notes on there. You was getting a little bit of hint of dark fruit, some berries as well, too. Oh, man, that hit the spot. I want to say that was my last. No, that's a lie, because then I went back around to Insulino. And so you go outside. Okay, I'm jumping all over the place. I'm just thinking of brands right now. So I was told Sergio Cruz is down there in the 1414 booth. I said, oh, shit, I got to go see Nom 1414 then. It's my favorite Nom right now. I go down the steps, and it's another fucking circle of vendors. And what did I have? Oh, I got to have Siempre. I got the Añejo. Fucking fire. I got to meet my boy that was working it too. And then I saw a flash from the past too as well. I haven't seen this dude in forever. But I got Siempre Añejo. That shit's fire too right there. I'm just going off the top right now. Probably 3.5 up to a last drop. So good. What else did I have? Fuego was there. I mean, 16-year-old extra Añejo. Dude. Last drop. Can't beat that good shit right there. They were doing real tattoos, by the way, in this area, too. Then we took some photos. What other booth did I go to? There was another booth we went to. We tried something. and then I saw, I was talking to my boy, Jose. And mid-conversation, I said, oh, shit, Insulino's here. And I kind of pushed him out of the way or whatever. And I went over to Insulino. I got to try their new batches, their batch 8 in Blanco. Fire shit, man. And then, hold on. You know what? Since I'm dying, I might as well just get a sip of something here. My detox juice. I'm a down that when this show's over. I'm a down that. I got to try their single barrel from the New York, New Jersey Agave Club, who was out in the show, had a booth and everything. Cool dudes, if you're ever in the East Coast, do some damn good single barrels and stuff. Really good shit. So, got to try their single barrel. Phenomenal stuff right there, man. Phenomenal juice. and Insulino, which is another Sergio Cruz product, which I'll get into because they gave me a hat. They age their stuff in like Weller 12, the Blanco's in Weller 12 barrels, and the Repo is, and it's their regular stuff, and their Repo is Asian old Rip Van Winkle barrels. tastes like no other Repo you ever could have. I mean, I'm talking regular Repo. I'm not talking like Rosas or anything like that, because when it comes to Rosas and all that, Yayo owns the market on that. That's their thing, dude. They are phenomenal at that Rosa. That Rosa is just, it's perfection in a glass or whatever. And if John pours it, it tastes even fucking better somehow or whatever. And if Brittany Tate pours it, then it's even more amazing. And if Morgan pours it, it's just like, you know, heaven on earth, I think, you know. It's like that type of shit, you know. Sorry, John, you're at the, like, bottom there. and then we got to, Mario showed up. He told us to try this, what was the name of this brand? Torrente? Dude. That Repo, he started off with the Blanco, then we moved to the Repo, and then the High Proof. I like that Repo way more than the Blanco. I like the Blanco, too. The Blanco was solid, but that Repo was just really good juice right there. But then I had that High Proof, and, yeah, that just coated the mouth so well. I had to sit down just to think about it. I had to sit. That probably gets a last drop right there, that High Proof right there. That Repo, I probably would have gave that a last drop, too. But then I had that High Proof, and I just fucked everything up. So it kind of in the 3.5 range to maybe high last drop. But I'm just flying off the cusp with these ratings right here. But shout out to Mario for the advertisement he was doing for this brand, because that was some really quality shit. And the price is just right on it, too. I think he told me like they were in the $40 to $60 range and stuff. So it's like, okay, you can't beat that. And what else? Obviously, my boy from Rufina was there. High-quality mezcal coming from them. Oh, so when you leave this area, you walk the creek, and you go in, And the first booth, oh, it's not the first booth, at least if memory serves me correctly, the first booth you see there, I think, is Four Copas. I got to try their new Añejo. Another good damn bottle right there. Four Copas, man, that's one of those underappreciated brands right there. And I was joking with them saying, man, every one of these events, I always miss you guys or whatever shit. But because I had them last year and I thought they were fucking great. So here having it again, oh, man, it just refreshed the palate. That Añejo was solid too, dude. I was sitting there thinking about it going like, man, there's too much damn good tequila here, which is never a bad thing, by the way, because what I love about this is you get to try so many different brands, and it kind of, what's so great about it, it opens up your thing of like what you want to buy in the future. So I think I already got my list down too, and I need to get some more Four Copas too as well, because that brand is really fucking good. So we have some Four Copas, some Brahmin, some we had some Bramido, which was another, I think I had the high proof there, another good shit. it's just deaf people, don't worry. We lingered in that area for a little bit because I went to the M77 table. Shout out to M77, my boy Edgar was working that booth. Pulled up with a hat out of that one, got the brown one. Trying to think, did I have any other brands over there? I think those were the brand. Oh, because I needed to go to the bathroom. I was like, yo. And then oh, and plus I wanted to see Jay with Tequila LA. Or Tequila LA, because I wanted to get some hats from him, and he had one left of my white and black one I wanted, and I was like, oh, say less. Check out his Instagram too as well. Check him out. You can look at my stories, phenomenal old one, whatever. You'll see him on there. Yeah, he's got some cool ass merch. I love the whole Tequila and then LA sign right there and shit. He's killing it right now. So yeah, check him out. Get the hats for like $40 if they not sold out. You know, this probably was the best time to get something from him, because he had just a table full of merch and shirts and stuff like that. Probably should have grabbed a shirt from him. Didn't see my size though, so we'll get back on that. So then once I saw him, I was like, I gotta rush back. But then I ran into Ambassador Liquor, Cam, my boy, and I needed him to try Insulino, because I was like, you gotta get Insulino in the store, dude, because this is one of the top tier underrated brands of Sergio Cruz. And then I said, you gotta meet Sergio Cruz now too. And there he was. Sergio Cruz was working the Cotora booth, and I got to meet him. And what a fucking honor it was to meet this man. First of all, he signed my Insulino hat, so that one's going in the case up there. Of tequila trophies, if you will. We got to talk, and he showed me the process of like all the different mixes and stuff, and the process he's doing with all these different finishes and everything. And I was just like, I was staring in amazement and awe, and I was just like, my God. And I told him, I said, man, just keep experimenting. I said, I don't even care if it tastes like shit. You're out here trying some different new things. Everybody, my three favorite brands, Yayo, Lost Lore, and Insulino, every one of them, they do something different and new, and that's all because of the brainchild of Sergio Cruz. He is just a master of what he does, one of the friendliest dudes ever, too. Yeah, he was all over this fucking event, too, by the way. He was walking up and down the hills and shit. He was group photos, everything, getting in. Even at the last, before we left, whatever, they were like, get in, and I was just like, no, I'm starving, dog. I found the nearest Raising Cane's after I left or whatever shit. Yeah, I'm gonna need a 6-strip, combo with fries, extra toast, and a lemonade, please, cause, I got the munchies like crazy right now. Them hot dogs were really good. I had two of them. They didn't hit the surface. And plus, I didn't really dance that much. Till the end of the night, or I started dancing more, but I was like, yeah, I'm not burning off what little food I just ate, so yeah, fuck that. I'm gonna choose my dancing wisely, and I'm not gonna go as hard as I normally do at these events. So we're just gonna do some two step, and we're gonna do some slide, and we're probably gonna do a little MJ, but other than that we didn't do too much now. So got to meet him. Where else? Got the hat. That was pretty much it. Yeah, that was pretty much all the once I did the Sergio Cruz thing, and then got my hat back to the Yayo booth a little bit, just to give Brittany and Morgan a hard time. What else? Kind of lingered drinking some water more. Drinking more water. And then, I don't remember after that. I don't remember nothing else after that. So, yeah, I think it was probably hot dog time. And the owner of the thing, she pulled up in like a, I don't know what this thing was. I guess it was a golf cart that got modified and shit. But it was like a pink Jeep. And she was blasting, fuck was she playing? Oh, yeah, she's playing Khaleesi's Bossy. And my boy David was just all up in there taking photos and shit. Then he got in the back seat to just film it and shit. So, great event, man. I'd give that event a last try. I'm telling you this right now. This might have been... Then we went to the after party, obviously. The after party was mainly cigars. Someone gave me some tequila and ice. I don't know. And it got watered down, too. It tastes like shit. That might have been the worst thing I had or whatever. And just because... it was all iced up and melted and shit. So she had it in her water dispenser thing or cooler or whatever. And yeah, I appreciate the sentiment, but yeah, I was like, yeah, tequila and ice. I don't know why, but that just kind of pissed me off a little bit. I had a lot. So I was like, it was cigar time. I didn't even have a cigar there. Well, I did have two cigars earlier, but I didn't have it in the after-party scene. I kind of was just enjoying the conversation, kind of letting my alcohol simmer down a little bit, and then also trying to prevent myself from going into a food coma of not eating. So, but great, great fucking event. After-party was great. Everybody's on the dance floor. I didn't get on the dance floor till later, and it got empty. I was just like, I don't do crowded dance floors. And plus, I don't want to make myself hungrier, because I know I will get on that floor, and I will start fucking burning myself out, whatever. So, therefore, great event, man. This might have been the greatest event I've ever been to. It was beautiful as hell. I got to tell you, if you took your girlfriend to this event, whatever, and y'all been together for a cool minute, it wouldn't have been no better chance than this, whatever, to get on that one knee or whatever, because... The scenery was immaculate. It was beautiful. Shout out to Blue Wine and Spirits, M77, Eric, Liz. Liz, you got to show me where that donkey is, because that donkey clearly produces magic and gold. And your boy wants some gold right now. You know, I just spent like $450 at the meat market the other day. And I got to tell you, I'd like to get some of that $450 back, whatever, by digging my hand up that donkey's ass and getting that gold back out. So, if you'd be so kind to point me in that direction or whatever, I would love to do that. I didn't even say, I met Let's Talk Tequila. They're up in Kentucky, whatever. They flew out for this. Mel and her husband. I'm blanking on his name. Sorry, man. But, yeah, they are so cool. They do great video. Everybody was there that does great videos, though. Agave Nerd, Agave in Essence, Tim was there, Suavecito was there, you know, he was there, with his lovely wife, too. I actually got to film a video for him, too, as well, with Let's Talk Tequila, so that was cool. I feel like I'm blanking on somebody right now. My boy Ruben was there, because he's always at every event, because he's an alcoholic. Jose, I already mentioned him. It's always great seeing Jose. He had a little Dodger jersey on, so he was having a good time. Who else? Luigi was there. Every fucking body was there. If I'm blinging on names right now, I can't remember because there was so many fucking people there. So, great event. They knocked it out of the park with this one. I don't think any event is going to top this. I just truly don't. I don't think nothing is going to top this. And that's mainly just because of the venue, the way it was laid out. It was spacious. You could chill, relax, get merch. Didn't feel like it was overcrowded. I know people were talking about the bathroom line at one of the stalls were pretty long. Wasn't that long for me. I was kind of in and out. So, yeah, I had a fantastic time. I'm glad I actually went to it because, man, I didn't want to make that drive. And it's on a Sunday, too. And I was like, I don't know about that. I was just like, that's my day to chill with the Lord and drink privately. I don't want to drink with others and share this good shit. So, yeah, just all around great time. So, yeah, With that said, I'm going to get out of here because I need to post this episode. It's probably the latest I've ever done an episode. Actually, that's a lie, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't have any glasses over here, so I'm scrolling through some photos real quick. Hold on, let me just make sure I didn't miss anything. Fuentesseca, I keep passing by that photo. Fuentesseca and Yayo, I got to tell you, they were sitting right next to each other, too. Go ahead and rip my heart out and tie that shit around one of your bottles. You can have it. It's all yours, because, damn, that shit's so good. Yeah, that was it. So, I don't have two glasses to clink together, so I got a water bottle, and I got my detox juice. So, what we're going to do here is I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hope you got to go to the iHeart Agave Fest, because it was wonderful, incredible, and amazing, phenomenal, and every adjective you could think of, whatever and shit. It's the confidence for me. I fucked that all up anyway. The compliment from me? I gotta go back and listen to that song. Either way, though, it's not important. So, with that said, I am your Godfather Whiskey, JB, who's gonna sneak in this 30-minute nap real quick. Like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry. Hold on, let me just... That did not sound good. I do what I can here.